I want you to picture a scenario. And I think, really, every single person listening has probably experienced this at least once.
Oh, I think I know where you're going with this.
It's 9 o'clock at night. You're tired. You've got a deadline tomorrow for, I don't know, some certification, maybe a mandatory compliance training for work.
Yeah.
You open your laptop, you log into the learning portal, and what do you see?
I can tell you exactly what you see. You see a wall of text, or maybe a 30-page PDF that takes forever to load.
Or a slide deck that looks like it was designed in 2005.
Oh, yeah, where you just have to click next, next, next to prove you're still awake.
Exactly. I mean, it's functional, it checks the box, but is it engaging? Absolutely not. It's a chore.
It is.
And that right there is the starting point for today's deep dive. We're looking at this massive gap between the tech we use for entertainment, like TikTok or, polished podcasts, and the tech we use for learning.
People call it the engagement gap. And today's pretty exciting because we're looking at two very specific technologies that, well, when you smash them together, might actually close that gap for good.
Right. It's a bit of a Godzilla meets King Kong situation,
Yeah.
but in a cooperative way. On one side, we have the platform giant, OpenLMS, and on the other, we have the engine, Auto Content API.
And just to clarify for everyone, when we say OpenLMS, we're talking about Heavyweight. This is a huge open source learning management system. It's based on Moodle.
Right.
They serve everyone. They've got OpenLMS EDU for universities and colleges, and OpenLMS work for, the corporate side. It's the ecosystem where all the learning happens.
So OpenLMS is the house. It's where the students, the employees, they all live.
Right.
But then we have the second player, Auto Content API. And
Yeah.
I want to be careful here because API is one of those acronyms that just makes people's eyes glaze over.
It does, but it really shouldn't. Think of Auto Content API not as a piece of software you install, but more like a factory line. It's a content transformation engine. You feed it raw data text, boring reports, spreadsheets, and it automatically manufactures things like podcasts, videos, and research reports.
So the mission for this deep dive is to explore a very specific what-if scenario. What happens when you plug that industrial content factory, directly into the plumbing of a massive learning platform like OpenLMS?
And we aren't just talking about adding a little chatbot to the corner of the screen.
No.
We're talking about solving the production bottleneck. OpenLMS provides this amazing, customizable ecosystem, the mansion, if you will. But Auto Content API provides the machinery to fill every single room in that mansion with high-quality, multimodal content.
At a scale that human teams just can't match.
I simply cannot match it.
Okay, let's unpack this. We have to start with the foundation. Open LMS. A lot of people hear LMS and they just think rigid box. You must upload your file here.
Right.
But the source material really emphasizes that Open LMS is open source. Why does that distinction matter so much here?
It's the key differentiator. Because it's based on Moodle, it's highly customizable. Their whole philosophy is adaptability. They explicitly state that the platform should adapt to the user's needs, not, the other way around.
So it's not a locked down system.
Exactly. It allows you to build extensions and plugins.
And they aren't ignoring AI, right? The sources mention they already have tools like Teachermatic, which has something like, what, 70 AI generators?
70, yeah. And an AI-assisted editor for their text tools.
So they're already using AI to help teachers write better text or maybe generate some quiz questions.
They are, and those are excellent tools for, let's call it management. They help a teacher work a little faster. But here's the aha moment from the research.
Okay.
The source material talks about the content saturation economy. The problem today isn't just writing the text. It's that a PDF or a block of text is just hard to learn from. The real challenge is creating multimedia.
Right. If I'm an instructor, I can type up a lesson on, I don't know, fire safety in maybe 10 minutes. But if I want to turn that lesson into a polished video or a podcast,
That is where you hit the wall. We call it the production bottleneck. I mean, producing a good video or a podcast usually costs hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars per asset.
you need microphones, lighting, software.
And time, so much time. So OpenLMS creates this flexible environment, but the users, the teachers, and the companies, they're still bottlenecked by the cost of making the good stuff to put inside it.
And that leads us perfectly to the second player, Auto Content API. Now, looking at their documentation, they make a very specific distinction. They say they're API first and headless.
This is a crucial technical distinction. Most AI tools we use are UI first.
Meaning user interface first.
Exactly. You know, think about ChatGPT or Gemini. You log in, you see a chat box, you type a prompt, you wait, you get an answer. It's designed for a human to sit there and do one thing at a time. It's manual.
Okay, that makes sense.
Auto content is headless. Think of it like a restaurant. A UI-first tool is a sit-down restaurant with a host and waiters. A headless system is a ghost kitchen.
Oh, I like that.
There's no dining room. There are no waiters. There is just a digital window where orders fly in and food flies out.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
So in this context, the order isn't a burger. It's a raw text file from a university professor.
Precisely. And the food that comes out is a finished podcast or a video. And because it's headless, you can scale it. A university using OpenLMS, they don't want a professor clicking buttons for every single lecture.
No, of course not.
They want to program the system to take every lecture note from the entire semester, maybe hundreds of documents, and send them to the API all at once.
And they actually market themselves as a Notebook LM API alternative.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people have played with Google's Notebook LM to generate those little audio overviews.
Yeah, where two AI hosts talk about a document. It's a similar output, but the architecture is completely different. Notebook LM is a consumer tool. You upload one file, you get one audio. Auto Content API is programmable. Imagine a university on OpenLMS. They could programmatically send 500 research papers to the API overnight, and without a human clicking a single button, wake up to 500 podcast summaries.
That is the scale we're talking about. It's moving from like a craft workshop to a full-on industrial assembly line.
That's it.
So let's get into the synergy. How does this actually change the experience for someone logging into OpenLMS?
Okay, let's look at the first major use case, the audio revolution, or as the source puts it, dominating the ear.
I love that phrase. And it addresses a real problem mentioned in the text, mental availability. People are just busy.
They're so busy. Let's go back to that corporate employee using OpenLMS work. You have a mandatory compliance manual to read. It's 50 pages. When are you going to read that?
Honestly, never. I'm going to open it, scroll to the bottom, and click I agree.
Exactly. And you learn nothing. But with this integration, the instructor uploads that PDF to OpenLMS. The Auto Content API digests it and outputs a dynamic back-and-forth dialogue podcast between two AI agents.
And the sources are really specific about the quality here.
Yeah.
They say the voices are natural, steady, and believable. And they can convey nuance. So this is not that robotic GPS voice text-to-speech we're all used to.
No, it mimics a radio show. So now that employee downloads the MP3 from OpenLMS and listens to the compliance training while driving to work. They're learning during their commute instead of just clicking through slides at their desk.
You've transformed the content to fit the learner's life.
100%.
That is a huge shift in accessibility. But there's another layer here that stood out to me in the sources. Localization. OpenLMS serves a global audience.
This is a massive, massive lever for growth. The Auto Content API supports over 50 languages.
Okay, so paint the picture for me.
Yeah.
How does this work in practice?
All right, imagine a US-based company uploads a training video in English to OpenLMS. In the traditional model, if they want that training for their teams in Mexico, Germany, and Japan, what do they have to do?
Have to hire translation teams, maybe voice actors, or at least spend a ton of time on subtitling. It's slow and expensive.
Right. And with the API, the workflow is automated, the system transcribes the English video, translates it, and then resynthesizes the audio into Spanish, German, and Japanese instantly.
Wow. So you effectively multiply your total addressable student body overnight without hiring any local content teams.
Exactly. You're just breaking down the language barrier at an infrastructure level. It's huge.
Let's talk about video, because this is usually where L&D budgets go to die.
Mm.
The source material drops a pretty staggering statistic. By 2025, video is projected to be 82% of all internet traffic. But producing it is so expensive. The source says professional video production starts around $3,000 per project.
That number sounds about right. To make a good training video, not just a webcam recording, but something with B-roll, text overlays, professional audio,
yeah,
you are looking at thousands of dollars.
Which is why most LMS courses are just walls of text. Videos are too expensive for every single lesson.
It is.
But Auto Content API has these explainer video and shorts endpoints. And the cost difference is, it's wild. I had to read this twice. The source analysis suggests the cost drops from thousands of dollars to roughly €4.
Think about that. €4.
That's about 400 credits on their business plan. That doesn't just change the budget, it changes the physics of the industry. If you go from $3,000 to €4, you don't just save money, you change what you film.
Exactly. Yeah. At $3,000, you only film the CEO's big annual message. At €4, you film a trailer for every single paragraph in your textbook if you want.
It allows for what you call exhaustive content coverage.
That's the term.
So in Open LMS, where you usually just have a text outline for the course, you could now have a video for every single bullet point.
Yes. You could automatically generate a 60-second vertical video summary, a trailer, for every single module. It includes AI avatars, subtitles, background imagery, essentially a TikTok-style summary for your chemistry lesson or your sales training.
You're basically creating a faceless channel strategy for your own internal training.
Yeah.
And because it's vertical video, it feels native to how younger employees and students consume content. You're meeting them where they are.
And again, this is all happening automatically. The instructor isn't sitting there editing video. They provide the text, the API builds the video, and OpenLMS serves it up. It's a machine.
Okay, so we've covered audio and video, but there's another feature in the source material that I found really futuristic. It's called deep research.
Yes, this moves beyond just summarizing what you already have. This is about generating brand new intelligence.
And the text says this isn't just, you know, a chatbot hallucinating answers. It uses agents to browse the live web, read reputable sources like the Financial Times or SEC.gov, and output structured data.
Right. So let's apply this to OpenLMS. Imagine a professor teaching a course on supply chain logistics. That field changes every week.
Oh, every day.
A textbook from 2 years ago is already out of date.
For sure. If there's a canal blocked in Panama or a strike in a major port, the textbook is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Usually that professor has to manually scour the news and update their slides.
Which takes time they just don't have. But with the Auto Content API, they can set up a recurring research task. You tell the API, monitor the global shipping industry every 24 hours, check reliable sources, and if a major disruption happens, build me a briefing.
And then what? It just sends the professor an email.
It could, but remember the integration. It could generate a briefing document or even a short market update podcast and feed it directly into the OpenLMS course stream.
That's incredible. So the students wake up, they log in, and the course has effectively updated itself overnight.
It creates an always current curriculum. The source explicitly mentions this benefit. You're not teaching history anymore. You are teaching the live market. And the educator didn't have to lift a finger to produce that update.
I do want to touch on the technical side briefly. We've been throwing around the word API a lot, which usually scares people. It sounds like you need a basement full of developers to make this work.
Right.
But the notes mention no-code integrations, specifically things like Make.com or Zapier.
This is so crucial. OpenLMS is built on Moodle, which is famous for playing nice with others, and Auto Content is designed to plug right into those automation tools.
For anyone who doesn't know, how do those tools work?
Think of them like digital glue. You don't need to write code, you just draw a line on a screen connecting two boxes. Box A is Twitter, or the news. Box B is Auto Content API. Box C is OpenLMS.
So you can build what the sources call a reaction loop.
Exactly. Let's say you're training stock traders. You set up a trigger. If the word inflation trends on Twitter,
that's the trigger.
Then the glue-make.com tells Auto Content API, go research why everyone is panicking about inflation. Make a 1-minute video about it. And finally, it tells OpenLMS, post this video to the student portal.
And that whole chain reaction happens without a human clicking approve.
Potentially, yes. The learning platform becomes a real-time news source, not just some static archive of old PDFs.
It really does change the definition of what a course even is.
It does, and it aligns perfectly with OpenLMS's security standards too, which we should definitely mention. OpenLMS is SOC2 and ISO 27001 compliant.
Which means it's secure enough for big banks and government agencies.
Exactly. Auto Content puts all the production power in, but OpenLMS keeps the whole environment secure and trusted. It's a safe sandbox for all this powerful AI to play in.
So let's try to synthesize all of this. We have OpenLMS, which is the trusted, customizable, secure environment. And we have Auto Content API, which provides this infinite, low-cost production capacity.
The marriage of these two technologies fundamentally shifts the role of the educator or the L&D manager.
How so?
Well, they stop being content creators. They don't need to spend their nights writing scripts or, you know, struggling with video editing software. They become content architects.
Content architects. I really like that title.
They design the workflows. They decide, okay, I want this PDF to become a podcast, Or I want this news feed to become a weekly video update. They curate the output, they design the structure, but they don't have to manufacture every single brick by hand.
It's moving from a craft model to an industrial model, but you get to retain the quality.
Exactly. And that is the only way to survive in an economy of content saturation. If you can't produce multimodal content at scale, you just lose the learner's attention.
So we'll leave you with this thought today. We all know the struggle of getting people to log in to an LMS. It usually requires nagging emails and hard deadlines.
But ask yourself this. If your learning management system could automatically update itself with high-quality podcasts and videos based on the latest industry news every single morning, would you ever need to force your employees to log in again?
Or would they log in because they actually want to listen? That's the question. Thanks for listening to this deep dive.
See you next time.